Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Hanila, moderator for the conference call. Welcome to ISTEC Heavy Engineering Q1 FY23 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touchtone telephone. Please note this conference is recorded. I'd now like to hand over the floor to Ms. Aashna from ICICI Securities. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, Hanila, and good day, everyone. On behalf of ICICI Securities, I would like to welcome you all for the Q1 FY2023 earnings conference call of ISTEC. The management today is being represented by Mr. Aditya Puri, Managing Director, Mr. Kishore Chitnani, Whole-time Director and CFO, Mr. Sanjay Gulati, Whole-time Director and Head of Manufacturing Unit. We will start the call with the opening remarks on the results and outlook by Mr. Puri. Post that, we can have the Q&A session. I would now like to hand over the call to Mr. Puri for his opening remarks. Thank you, sir. Over to you.
Thank you. Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us on our earnings conference call. I hope that you and your loved ones are all well and safe. We look forward to a fruitful interaction. You would have seen the quarterly financial results that we have published on the 10th of August, 2022. We've uploaded our presentation on BSE, NSE, and on our website, www.istec.com, earlier today. There is also much more information about our business on our website. In the standalone results, the profitability in the manufacturing segment has been impacted this quarter because of unexpected losses in one particular export job. The profitability in the EPC segment is better. In the consolidated results, the profitability in the sugar segment is improved because of higher sale of sugar due to some exports in Q1 and revenue and profits from the ethanol plant. I will now talk about the order booking. The consolidated order booking for Q1 of FY23 is rupees 1,331 crores compared to rupees 2,366 crores of order booked in Q1 of last year. The consolidated orders in hand on 30th June 2022 are rupees 7,736 crores against rupees 7,924 crores as on 30th June 2021. The order book position is satisfactory. Of the consolidated order book, 73% is for project business and 27% for product businesses. The order book includes rupees 1,101 crores for export orders, which is just over 14%. The order book for ISTEC Hitachi Zosen is also good. It has rupees 792 crores of orders as on 30th June 2022. The overall demand trend is encouraging as the inquiry position continues to be good. Export inquiries have also picked up. Regarding the Cavite Biofuels ethanol plant in the Philippines, we have started construction this month and expect to complete the plant by July 2023. This is all from my side. I would now request the floor to be open for question and answer session. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad and wait for your turn to ask the question. If you would like to withdraw your request, you may do so by pressing star and one again. We will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from Viraj Mehta from Equirus PMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hello, sir.
Hello.
Sir, my first question is regarding our manufacturing unit. If we look at the order booking across a lot of segments and sub-segments who cater to either power, either refinery or general industrial consumables, the order booking of some of these sectors have significantly gone up, but I do not see that kind of order booking going up for us. Also, like, if you look at the improvement in margins of some of these companies, especially over last five to six quarters, has been significant. I'm not talking one or two companies. I'm talking a plethora of 10, 12 companies. If I were to compare how we as a company behaved in 2010, 11, 12 to 17, and how we are lagging the sector, there is a significant difference in how we are operating in a particular environment. Can you throw some light why that is happening with us?
So as far as the order booking is concerned, we are very comfortably placed in manufacturing in all the areas that we are in, except for some parts of the business which cater to very short delivery orders, where you know the cycle time is 2 months or 3 months. Otherwise, we are actually booked for maybe 12 months now. So in manufacturing, there is no shortage of orders. The margin this quarter has got impacted because we lost money in one export order, and we lost a lot of money over there. But we expect the margins in manufacturing to improve from this quarter on. So our manufacturing order book is very good at this point in time. And we are very hopeful that profits should also be.
Sure, sir. Sir, my second question is, if you look at your commentary over last 1 year, we have significantly, our margins have significantly fallen because you had said that higher raw material prices, steel prices had gone up and we had fixed price contracts. Now that steel has fallen and we have the same fixed price contracts or a portion of it at least, shouldn't the reverse work for us? Like what eroded 2-3% of our margins from our normalized margins, shouldn't that work for us? Like shouldn't our margins be 2-3% higher than normal when the tide turns like this?
So when those orders move out and the orders that we have been booking in the last 2 or 3 months after the commodity prices have come down, or the orders that we booked when we knew that the commodity prices were higher, once that's, those start getting dispatched, then the impact will come. Right now we are still dispatching what was booked when the commodity prices were initially lower.
Yes, so it's when the revenue for those orders comes in, you will see the margins going up.
No, sir. So steel prices are actually the lowest in last 1 year.
Sir,
so which orders are we talking?
As you know, the cycle time for us, the shortest cycle time for any product is about close to 6 months. Many of the orders are close to two years or even 3 years. Some of the orders are even 3 years. So we may have bought the steel when the prices were higher. So for those projects, the revenue, whenever the revenue comes in, the margins will look the same. But whatever we have booked in the last 6 months or so, and which have been purchased recently or will be purchased going forward, the materials will be purchased going forward, there you will see higher margins coming. So there will be a lag of a couple of quarters before you see higher margins coming.
Sure. Sir, last thing is, we as investors find it difficult to comprehend that when a company only does one segment or few products with much lesser technological tie-up and capability than us make significantly higher margin than us, like probably make three times the margin than us, but we on a base of 6,000 crore revenue and with the technology and the capability that we have make very low single digit margin, is just, and I've seen the factories and stuff, it is just very difficult to comprehend for an investor why that is the case.
No, so we've explained to you earlier that we have faced challenges in the project business. We have explained that to you, and the latest one was the commodity business, the uptick in commodity pricing. So we are also becoming careful in booking orders. We started doing a lot of new things together, like FGD and material handling and all. We've learned all that. We've learned the tricks of the trade, and hopefully things will improve in the years to come. After a few quarters.
Sir, just my last question, sir. Are the capacity, like our plant in Philippines, any progress on that? Because we are almost losing 15-20 crores a quarter on that plant in our P&L. Any update on that? When can we expect something with that capital allocation to go right?
Yeah, so we've started construction on the plant this month, and we expect to finish it in 12 months' time. During this period, if we are likely to get good offers for somebody to buy the plant. If we are successful in that, we'll sell the plant. Otherwise, we should start running the plant. So in 12 months' time, we would hope either the plant is sold or we have started to run the plant.
Thank you so much, sir, and best of luck, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any question, please press star and 1 on your telephone keypad. We have a question from Deepesh Agarwal from UTI AMC. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, gentlemen. Sir, can you quantify the extent of the loss in the manufacturing division, the loss in one export order which you mentioned?
We won't be able to quantify that, but all we can say is that it's not something that is inherent in the manufacturing division. So it's a one-off loss.
So entire impact has been taken in this quarter, or you expect that impact to be also booked in the forthcoming quarters?
Entire impact of that particular loss on that particular order has been taken in the June quarter.
Okay. With the commodity price now settling, where do you see the manufacturing business margin going forward in a normalized scenario?
It will improve. It will significantly it will improve. I can't give you figures, but it will improve. It should be between 8 and 9%.
8 and 9%. Okay. One long-term question. If I look at your company, since FY19, your order book has been flat. Your revenues has also been growing in a very low single digit, despite the end market growing very well. I recollect you were looking to grow the business in double digits. So what is your thought process actually to take it back on the growth track?
So in manufacturing, we are increasing the our order book by doing very marginal investments, like debottlenecking and all. In one particular area, we invested some amount of money to increase the output. And we were hit by COVID, and the project businesses was becoming increasingly difficult because of COVID conditions, labor shortages at sites and all. So we become a little careful in taking that sort of business, but we can hope to grow maybe the next year onwards.
Okay. Okay. And sir, for the Philippines project, how long do you expect that losses to continue? And is there a kind of any impairment loss which you envisage, given there is a lot of delays out there?
We expect that if the plant gets sold, it should get sold at a reasonable value and there should not be a loss. So we have started construction so that, see a half-complete plant or a three-quarters complete plant is very difficult to sell. Once we've started construction and in a few months when, people can see actual progress on the ground, we think that there will be a lot of inquiries for the plant. And and if we have to run the business, it's a profitable business, quite a profitable business to run. So either ways, we don't see a huge financial impact.
Okay. And lastly, if you can share the borrowings number on a consolidated basis, and of which how much pertains to Philippines and the sugar business?
Yeah. Give me a second. I'm just taking the figure out.
We'll just get back to you.
The total borrowing on a consolidated basis is 1194 crores. That is of 30th of June 2022. The total borrowings relating to the Philippines group of companies is 273 crores. It is included in this 1194 total that I told.
Okay, sir, I guess till FY 18-19, you were in actually more of a net cash kind of a position. So when would you attribute this increase in our leverage level?
So as we have been mentioning, there are some large duration projects that we are doing. Some of the, particularly as you know, the PSU projects, including the FGD projects. So, and some of them have even got extended by a few months because of the COVID-related disruptions. So, many of them are going to be closing or close to completion in the first quarter of next year. So, as many of the payments are milestone-linked, so our borrowings should be coming down progressively over the next year.
Okay. Okay, sure. I'll get back in the queue.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. We have a question from Digant Haria from Green Edge Wealth. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Sir, in the earlier, in the response to Viraj's question, you mentioned one thing that, you know, in the last 3-4 years, we entered a lot of new areas like material handling or FGD, where there was a learning curve. So if you could just, throw a little more light on that particular thing that, you know, in those new areas, at the time of bidding, we thought we'll make 5% margins, but maybe we would have ended up making 2% margins. And, you know, going ahead, can these areas also, you know, start reporting, say, 6-8% margins because we've learned over, you know, how to handle those areas better?
So there's been a combination of two or three things. One is that site work has proved to be more difficult than we had envisaged. And inherently the site conditions. Secondly, the COVID situation, there was a COVID situation. I'm not saying it's behind us, but life is back to normal. But labor shortages are not suddenly, but over the last year or so, there are acute labor shortages at site. It may be because people have found work closer to, because of the migration or whatever when COVID happened, they found work closer to their native places and all. It's becoming very difficult to get labor. Getting labor is probably one of the single most important challenges. And thirdly, in this sort of work, there is a lot of back and forth which happens between ISJEC and the company we are working for. And so it's COVID at our end, it's COVID at their end because they cannot approve our drawings, there are delays there, as a result of which projects just get elongated. So now we are learning to, or we have learned that we have to allocate more money for the site. We have to do engineering faster so that we have to account for delays at the customer end and all those things. So, if there is a lot of civil or site work that's involved in relation to the value of the project, we may not bid for it. So these are some of the learnings that that have actually accrued to us. So it's mostly on the site work related activities. There is nothing very significant in terms of engineering or procurement per se.
Got it, sir. So would it be right to summarize this that, you know, maybe when we had a very, you know, large kind of an order expansion in 2018-19, maybe, you know, we were not fully prepared for it and, you know, that is why we are seeing this whole working capital expanding, margin shrinking and all that, and you know, maybe now in the next cycle you will be far better prepared and probably return back to you know, those old days when we have, our working capital used to be very low. We used to be cash rich company and, you know, around 6 to 8% margins is what we used to post, even when the cycle was not so favorable.
Right, right. So we hope that there'll be improvements because we are learning and we are consolidating.
Right, sir. Okay, sir. So all the best for that. My second question is a data question that, you know, in that 7,700 crores of order book that we have, how much of those, you know, long duration, low margin or slow moving projects would still be sitting there?
So, I think you've seen most of the orders which relate to the projects business.
Right.
They are longer duration. So even yeah. Today, if you look at the project business orders, they are about 5,600 crores on a standalone basis.
Okay. Now, I get that. Yeah. Sorry.
No, so some of the recent, I'm taking a little longer to answer that, but there are orders which were, when they started, they were 36 or 39 months, and we have already crossed 24 months. So the recent orders that we are booking are closer to, at the most, 20, 22 months. Some of them are even 14 months, 15 months also.
Okay. So you know, like I think we have said over last 4-5 quarters that there are some fixed price contracts and slow moving projects which are, you know, impacting the margins, working capital both. So I'm mainly referring to those, you know, that part of that 5,600 crores of projects business that and, you know, by maybe when do they run off completely so that the impact that we see is only of the new order book where we have better kind of margin.
So this is what I was referring to earlier when I said that some of the FGD projects are going to close in the next 10, 11, 12 months. And of course, milestone payments are there. So that money will be released as those milestones are achieved. And we are hoping to our borrowing is going to come substantially down over the next 1 year.
Got it. So that June 23 could actually be like a point for us where, you know, working capital goes down and probably Philippines will also start. So some improvement in the balance sheets can start happening from there.
Yes, certainly on the balance sheet side, on the borrowing side, certainly.
Got it. Thank you so much and all the best for the coming year. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. The next question comes from Avadhoot Joshi from Newberry Capitals. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. Thanks for the opportunity. Three questions. First, in the manufacturing business, manufacturing segment, what's our capacity utilization?
Capacity utilization going forward, we see about between 95 and 100%. Yeah.
And this is including the deal bottlenecking that we have done, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, and about second thing, in the presentation you have given geography-wise split, 90% to India and 10% to global. So going further, and as you mentioned in the opening remarks that there are export orders also, inquiries for export order. Do you see this geography-wise split changing and how would be the trajectory going further? That I would like to know.
We are hoping and we are bullish on the fact that this percentage will move towards exports. Exports will increase because now travel is allowed. Our people have started moving. We've got some orders also. But we think that progressively the order book will build up.
Understood. And lastly, on the EPC side, you said major money will come in from Q1 24, but do we expect any payment which is milestone linked to come in this year?
Q1 23, not 24. Q1 next year. Okay, sorry. Yeah.
Payments are going to be progressively. There are various projects under execution at different stages. Not all of them require a lot of working capital. So, as I mentioned earlier, our borrowing is going to go down over the next 1 year.
Okay. But are there any payments progressively coming into this year also? That's correct understanding, right? There are going
our
to be some payments.
Our cash flow is fine. Our borrowing is not, if you see standalone, The borrowing is not very heavy, and we don't expect it to go up.
Understood. Thank you. That's it from my side, and all the best.
Thank you, sir. Next question comes from Khadija Mantri from Sharekhan. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. In the last quarter, we had mentioned that the company plans to complete some of its PSU orders in the first quarter of FY23. So that has not happened. So now, is there any risk to the margin estimate that we had earlier? Maybe internally, as in you had not disclosed what are the expected margin in FY23. But internally also, if there has been any change in the margin expectation. Also, since we have already burnt our hands in PSU orders, because you said that there are the payment terms were not good something like that. So I wanted to know whether we will be bidding for more PSU orders in future, and whether the terms and conditions have changed now, because now we are done with COVID. So what is the feel that you are getting from the
ma'am, I don't think we mentioned any specific orders getting completed in this first quarter, because the longer duration orders, particularly those FGD orders, are scheduled to get completed closer to next year first quarter. And secondly, on the PSU orders, yes, PSUs have payment terms which are milestone linked, and therefore they are not the same payment terms that we would agree with for private customers. But we are continuing to be, because PSUs are investing a lot, and we are bidding for those orders as well. So we will continue to bid for PSU orders, but we always keep in mind what is the cash flow likely to be, and we cost, in case there is a negative cash flow, we cost that when we bid for that.
Okay. And sir, also we had given sales guidance of 5% growth in FY23. So are we maintaining that, or there is an upside risk to it?
There is still three quarters to come, so maybe we'll be able to give you a better, more accurate figure next time.
Okay. So and the CAPEX guidance also remains the same?
As you can see, the orders are there in hand. And execution on the manufacturing orders obviously depends on us. On the project orders, the execution depends on us, but it also depends on the customers and how the customer side is progressing. But I think we continue with the same view as earlier.
Okay, sir. And what about the CAPEX guidance? It also remains the same?
The CAPEX that we are doing, I believe we have mentioned earlier that we are implementing a BPR-led BPR-led SAP implementation. So there is a CAPEX of close to 20 crores on that. On the manufacturing side, we should be doing about 15 to 20, closer to 20 crores this year. So roughly the CAPEX should be about 40 crores this year.
Okay, sir. That's all from my side. All the best. Thanks.
Thank you, ma'am. The next question comes from VP Rajesh from Banyan Capital Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for the opportunity. Just one clarification on the expenses that we are making for the overseas plant. So now that you have started the construction, should we assume that this amount will be more capitalized and it will not show up in the P&L going forward?
You are right. In terms of the interest, yes, it will be capitalized. In terms of the other smaller expenses, they will continue to be booked as if they are profit and loss expense, revenue expenditure.
So, can you quantify what that split will look like going forward?
So, the typical expenditure on every quarter, which is for the plant maintenance and salaries and insurance and all of that, is close to about 4 to 5 crores a quarter.
So that will remain in the P&L and the rest will move into the balance sheet work in progress
that's
item, right?
Right? That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
Okay. Okay. My second question, I did not understand when you answered about the slow moving projects. You said the book is around 5,600 crores of those projects. And is it fair to conclude that you said that it will get all completed most likely by Q1 financial year 24? Or
no,
did
no,
I misunderstand?
No, no, so I'm sorry if we are not being clear. I did not, I think we did not use the word slow moving. It was used by somebody else.
Well, we know what you're talking about, right?
No. So let me clarify that. So different projects
sure,
have different time scales for completion.
Understood.
So typically, for example, when we book a sugar plant order or a distillery order, that is typically 12 to 14 months. When we book a large boiler, it can be close to 18, 20 months. Some of
mm-hmm.
these FGD projects can be 36, 39 months. So there are various projects going on at the same time at various stages of completion.
Correct.
So we did not say at all that there are any slow-moving projects. What I was mentioning was in the context of milestones being achieved and milestone payments being collected. So
right.
I mentioned
that there are
large projects in which there are large milestone payments to be collected. And they will be, those milestones are expected to be achieved and the projects completed over the next 1 year's time.
Right. Let me just rephrase my question. So the projects which are in the order book that is currently being executed, which are, let's say, either low margin or which have had significant time delays, what is the proportion of that in the order book?
They are less than half of the project's order book.
So out of 5,600 crores of order book, you are saying around 2,300 are of this type that I just described.
I don't have a classification like that, or I don't look at it like that. But that's why I gave you a general sort of answer. That less than half of the, if you notice how many projects we have booked in the last 1 year, you know, those are all projects which are booked at times when we already knew steel prices were up and so on. So the older projects which are going to be completed over the next 1 year, they are less than half. That's all I can say at the moment. I don't have a classification like the one you're looking for.
Right. Well, it will be helpful if we can share that information, because then we at least have some idea of how long this underperformance for a company like you will continue, which is historically, as other investors have said, has had a very stellar track record before this cycle. So just trying to understand that. Thank you.
So are you done with the question?
Yes, I'm done. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. We have a question from Ayush Jalan, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. Thank you for the opportunity. I had a couple of questions. Is it possible for you to share how much, what percentage of your order book currently is having PSU orders?
It's already there, sir. It's about 42%.
And are we on track to get this down to 25% level as I've guided earlier?
So it actually depends on the scenario of, what orders are coming in the market at that point in time. But we have been careful in taking PSU orders in terms of cash flows and margins, more in margins than in cash flows. But we cannot at this point in time say that, we will move to 25%. It depends upon how the market is behaving.
Actually, it's also a function of, as you are rightly saying, we have mentioned earlier,
right,
that we would like export orders to go up as a percentage, and that's what.
Yeah,
we are
so
the guide
for 20% for that. Yes.
Yeah, that's what we are working on, but it's taking its own time, and we would like to reduce the PSU order book to 25-30%.
All right. Okay. Thank you, sir. And you were mentioning that FGD orders generally take about 36 to 39 months. And I think for an answer to a previous question, you also mentioned that most orders are now 22 to 24 months. So
So does this mean that you all are trying to avoid taking FGD orders now, or have your learnings made it that you all are a little more efficient now in taking these orders? Could you please explain a little bit about that?
Let me just talk about 36, 39 months. In fact, I was reading a report earlier today from the Ministry of Power, which said that typically FGD orders are taking between 40 and 47 months. Even though when they were ordered by the power companies, they were 36 or 39 months. So some of that extension of time can be attributed to COVID-related disruptions as well. But we are bidding for the FGD orders, and though they may be smaller in value and smaller in time frame.
Okay, but
learnings, as you said, there are learnings, and we hope to do better on those orders than early.
So we should see higher margins on these orders going ahead?
Hopefully, yes. Yes.
All right. Okay, thank you, sir. That would be all from you. All the best.
Thank you, sir. The next question comes from Mr. Manish Goyal, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yes. Thank you so much. I have a few questions, sir. On manufacturing, sir, what I observe is that when I look at the console and standalone segment, the resultant subsidiary numbers have declined significantly. So if you can probably share some light as to, like, we haven't booked revenues on Hitachi, Zosen JV, or what is it, if you can please.
Yeah. So in this particular quarter, we have not booked revenues on the Hitachi Zosen JV, particularly because there are some equipment which are ready to manufactured and ready to ship, but end customer has paid us the advances, maybe closer to 90% of the money, but he has not been able to pick it up. He has not been because
of reasons, the customer has not been able to pick up the equipment. So he has paid us close to 90% of the value of the equipment. It is lying with us, but it has not come in the revenues. So that is the reason why there is a very low revenue coming from Hitachi Zosen this quarter. However, for the year as a whole, things are looking good. As of now, things are good.
Okay, so ideally, do we expect that from current quarter onwards, we should be probably seeing more normalization revenue booking?
Yes, Q2, Q3, Q4, it should be more normal because this equipment should also get shipped.
So, sir, like at Hitachi, we are seeing quarter-on-quarter order book has been growing very strongly. So, if you can guide what kind of revenue growth and margins we can see in Hitachi in current year.
Sanjay?
Yeah. So in the Hitachi Zosen, we have substantial. We spent a good amount of money for expansion of the area. We have and thereby increased the capacity substantially. So that is the reason that the order book has increased now, and in the coming quarters, the revenue would be increasing.
So. Any growth number what we can probably look towards in the current year?
Actually, we don't want to mention a particular number.
Sure.
But it will certainly be much higher than the last year's number.
Okay. Also on inquiry pipeline and which areas are we seeing inquiries, and what are the size of inquiries, because many companies have been talking very positively on the outlook. So maybe if you can give your perspective for both domestic and international market.
So on the domestic side, you are talking about Hitachi or ISDEC Heavy Engineering?
Both, sir, ideally.
I'll first ask Sanjay to talk about ISDEC Hitachi Zosen, then I'll answer about ISDEC Heavy.
Sure.
Sanjay?
So there are a good number of projects coming up in the domestic sector. And a lot of investments coming up from by various refineries. The three large refineries going in for expansions at the moment. Also, we are seeing that there are some export projects also moving towards getting live. But the bigger growth is in the domestic sector for this for the kind of equipment that is JK Hitachi does.
So I think we can now talk about ISDEC Heavy. So inquiry pipeline is pretty good for almost all our lines of business, including export inquiries, as we've been mentioning to you. Most of the, for the project business, exports happen to developing countries. And inquiry base for exports has picked up. Order finalization is still slow. A few orders have been finalized in the last quarter. We have also mentioned in our presentation about them. But there is enough inquiry, and our teams are working hard to book export orders. On the domestic side, just a number, some inquiries are budgetary, some inquiries are serious and about to be decided soon. So there are more than 10,000 crores of inquiries. The situation is pretty normal. As Mr. Puri mentioned, we are being a little selective about what orders we want to book.
Okay, sure. Mr. Chatnani, what was the order inflow in the current quarter and in 6 months?
1331 crores for the group.
At console level, okay. And, sir, the console order book, when we mentioned, it doesn't include Hitachi JV, right?
It does. It doesn't include the sugar mill and ethanol. It includes the... all the engineering business.
So Hitachi, we take the entire order book into the console order book.
Yes, because we own 51% of the company, like all the other JVs. And so that order book is nearly 800 crores as of 30th of June for ISDEC Hitachi Zosen.
Sure, sir. And sir, the caveat biofuel under construction plant, the loss number what we see of roughly 23 crores, this is not entirely cash loss, right? It may include certain translation loss as well?
It is largely foreign currency translation loss because the Philippine peso has moved more than the rupee has moved.
So what could be, say, like you mentioned that there could be some 4 to 5 crores of quarterly loss. So this 23 crore may include only 4 to 5 crore actual loss and rest would be translation. Is it right way of looking at it?
That is right. But because the plant construction is starting only this quarter, it started only this month actually. So 4 to 5 crores I mentioned was going forward from this quarter onwards.
Okay. This would get reflected, this translation loss would be captured in P&L in the other expenses?
That's right.
When we look at the consolidated numbers, would it get captured under other expenses or where? Just because our...
you are right, it's under other expenses. Under other expenses.
Yeah, because our console PBT is lower than standalone. So I'm just wondering, it is one of the effect would be this translation loss of 23 crores.
Right, that's right, sir.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much for all the answers.
Thank you, sir. We have a follow-up question from VP Rajesh from Banyan Capital Advisors. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, thanks again. Just two more questions. What is the customer concentration in our order book? If there is one single large customer that has, let's say, 10% of the order book?
Yes, I would say these FGD orders are all under the two major orders are under the umbrella of NTPC. Otherwise, I don't think there is any other customer who would have Indian IOCL also. IOCL also has given us orders mainly. So IOCL order is also there, which would be about 10%, 10-12%, or something more than 10%, but not anyone in the private sector.
So is it okay to assume that these three orders are roughly 30-35% of the order book?
No, that's not correct. Because part of the order gets executed also. I mean the orders when they started they were large. What is left unexecuted?
Right.
In the case in the Indian Oil, it will be more than 10%. In the case, 10% of our total order book, close to 10%. And in the case of NTPC, it will be less than 10.
Sorry, what is the number for NTPC?
It will be less than 10%. I don't remember the exact number, but it's less than 10% for sure.
Okay, so let's say there will be around 25-30% combined of the order book, right? That's sort of the
NTPC,
good
no,
assumption.
NTPC, No, NTPC, we're talking about both the orders combined. So, a good assumption would be maybe about 20%, 18-20%.
Right, understood. Okay, that's very helpful. My second question is, what is the weighted duration of your order book?
We haven't actually worked it out ever in terms of weighted average. So, we like to think that we have orders in hand. Enough orders in hand to keep everybody, all of our divisions busy for the next 18 months.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. All the best.
Thank you, sir. The next question comes from Ms. Ashna from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead, ma'am.
Yeah. Hello, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, for distillery unit, we delivered a 7% EBIT in the quarter. Would that be something we can look forward in the coming quarters as well?
Yes, that is about normal. You know, the distillery started only in commercial production only in the beginning of January, though it was commissioned in last December. And we are running at full capacity. And we have the orders in hand, the allocations from the oil companies. So typically we should be seeing 55 crores of revenue every quarter. And so 7% or so should be the norm number.
And sir, in the previous quarter you had mentioned that you're also maybe looking for some expansion for the same. So what is the status for that? And what if you could also talk about the opportunity size that we are trying to capture?
So we were talking about the expansion to do more ethanol production. We've got our first line of approval from the central government. Now we are going to the state government for approval. The investment involved is not going to be very high. It's going to be less than 10 crores of investment. Investment, and we hope just maybe in about 8-9 months the expanded capacity will come into play.
So if you could repeat what is the capacity for the addition, what amount in terms of KLPD that we are looking for?
So right now it is 100 KLPD, and we are hoping that we should be able to reach anywhere between 135 and 145 KLPD.
Got it, sir. And sir, if you could also throw some light on the export orders outlook, as to, because we mentioned in the previous quarter also that something that you are targeting, and now that traveling has also begun. So from what geographies and what key user industries are that we are trying to tap the exports market specifically?
So exports come from a variety of products. They come from presses, they come from boilers, they come from sugar machinery, some comes from castings also. And typically the markets are all over Southeast Asia, Africa, Central America, sometimes Europe also.
Okay, sir. And sir, our EPC margins were quite strong in the quarter. So what has led to improvement in our EPC margins and going forward in the coming quarters, given that the component was softened, would that be something a sustainable number we can look at?
So it depends, Asha, a lot on the mix between the old orders and the new orders, what is getting built at that point in time. We do hope that we'll be able to, then the margin should look decent. But we'll let you know as they come. We are not seeing any major surprises as of now.
Good to know, sir. And then one last question. You mentioned that our manufacturing capacity is now almost 200%. So apart from the debottlenecking that we've already done, are we looking for any other capacity addition? Or how are we going to handle the increase in order book ultimately?
So we are waiting to see if this increase is going to be sustained. Also, we are looking at, again, some methods whereby with low investment we can increase the output. We are looking at that. It may not be the most efficient way of doing work, but we are looking at till demand stabilizes, and we are confident of the demand stabilization. We are looking at some methods to increase output.
Okay, sir. Okay. And, sir, you mentioned that the capex of 40 crores is what you're looking at for current year. If you could also give the breakup, like, as to where is this capex will be for anything specific?
So, as Kishore had just mentioned, about 20 crores of the capex is for the a new IT system that we are implementing, which should get implemented by the end of this financial year. Another 20 crores is what we are looking at investing at various places in the manufacturing businesses to de-bottleneck and to increase production.
So that's it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, ma'am. There are no further questions. I now like to hand over the floor to the management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you. I would like to thank you once again for joining this call today. I appreciate your interest in SJK Heavy Engineering and look forward to interacting with you again during the next quarter. Thank you once again.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes your conference call for today. Thank you for your participation and for using Dursabha's conference call service. You may all disconnect your lines now. Thank you and have a good day, everyone.